My text this morning is from Matthew chapter 25, verse 35. Jesus said, "When I was a stranger, you took me into your home." Our reading from Matthew's Gospel this morning was the parable of the sheep and the goats. And in this parable, Jesus says to the people that those folk who feed the hungry, give water to the thirsty, give a home to the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, and visit the imprisoned will receive God's blessing and enter eternal life. But those people who don't help the needy will be cursed by God and receive eternal punishment. The teaching of the parable is very clear. Jesus is saying to people, help the needy. And when he's talking of help the needy, one of the things he says is, give a home to the stranger. And this seems to have been something that was certainly done in the years of the early church. Jesus seems to have done a 3-year itinerant ministry. He moved from place to place, and presumably he and his disciples were given hospitality by other followers and sympathizers and those people who were simply generous. And in our reading from the letter to the Hebrews, the author writes, remember to welcome strangers into your home. And so giving a home to a stranger was a good thing to do, and it seems in particular to have been a Christian thing. Now, in this parable, Jesus says that God will judge us on our care for the needy. He doesn't judge us upon the qualifications that we gain, or the wealth that we amass, or our social status, or on our athletic prowess. He judges us upon the care we give to other people, including the needy. Jesus also says in this parable that when we give care, it should be for the sake of those in need. And it shouldn't be in order to gain for ourselves praise or thanks or self-publicity or eternal merit. It should rather be for those in need. It should be what we might call altruistic help. That is, unselfish help. The help that's concerned about the needs of others. One further thing that comes out in this parable is that whenever we give help to someone in need, we are giving it to Jesus Christ. Jesus says this, I tell you this, whatever you do for one of my brothers here, however humble, you do for me. There's a story of a person called Martin of Tours, who was a Roman soldier and a Christian. And one cold winter's day, Martin was entering a city, and a beggar stopped him and asked him for alms. Now, Martin had no money to give, but he looked at the beggar and he was shivering with cold. And so what Martin did was take off his soldier's coat, which was frayed and worn, and he cut it in two. He kept half for himself and he gave half to the beggar. That night, Martin had a dream. And in the dream, he saw heaven with the angels and with Jesus Christ dressed in half a soldier's coat. And one of the angels said to Jesus, "Master, why are you wearing that battered old soldier's cloak? Who gave it to you?" And Jesus replied, "My servant Martin gave it to me." This morning, we're thinking about homelessness and what we can do. Last year, Nightstop London sent some literature to this church. I opened it, looked at it, and it interested me. And so I pursued the matter further. And last year, I went on a training course with Nightstop London. And I was told that government statistics say that there are between 50,000 and 100,000 people who sleep on the streets. And we're also told that that number is probably an underestimate. And during a year, up to 75,000 young people will face homelessness. Now, I went onto the shelter website and it gave a broader definition of homelessness than just sleeping rough. It included those who sleep on a friend's sofa, people who sleep in hostels, those who sleep in overcrowded accommodation, those who live somewhere where they're at risk of violence, and those who are living somewhere illegally, for instance, in a squat. And so in our affluent, civilized society, there are still homeless people. I said that when I received the literature from Nightstop London, it interested me. So I thought about it and I prayed about it, and I decided to make further inquiries. And this led to me getting two character references, having a CRB check, and then going on a Nightstop London training course. And then in November last year, I was accepted as a Nightstop London volunteer host. And since then, I've offered a couple of nights a month to give overnight accommodation to a young person aged between 16 and 25 who's homeless. And so in the 8 months, that's 16 nights that I've offered, and my offer's been taken up on 6 occasions. And what it's meant is I've given an evening meal, a shower, a bed, and a breakfast. All the young people who've stayed with me have been polite, pleasant, grateful, and no trouble at all. Probably the biggest difficulty I've faced is that some of the young people, their English hasn't been particularly fluent. And so conversation hasn't always been very easy. And I've also had to learn to be a little bit flexible about what the young people will eat and what they want to do in the evening. But generally, as far as I'm concerned, it's been a very good and positive experience, and so it's certainly something that I'm glad I offered to do. Maybe there's someone else in this congregation who would like to think about it. And after the next hymn, Isabel's going to speak to us more about the work of Night Stop London. And now Isabel will speak to us.
Hello everyone, I'm Isabel. I coordinate Night Stop London, which is the scheme David's been a very valuable volunteer for. I'm going to tell you how you could be directly involved in changing a young, vulnerable person's life. Night Stop is an immediate response to youth homelessness, providing a community-based solution to stop young, vulnerable people sleeping in dangerous situations, such as on the streets. We match local people who have a spare room with a young person who needs a safe place to sleep that night. Our volunteer hosts provide a safe place to sleep whilst we secure long-term supported accommodation. A young man was referred into our project because of family breakdown in mid-May. Because he was not deemed priority need by the local authority, his agency found it difficult to get him any long-term housing. Between three different households, a lot of generosity and support, we managed to place him for 10 nights until he gained a place in a supported accommodation scheme. In 2012, so far, we have received well over 100 referrals and provided 130 nights of safe, secure accommodation for vulnerable young people. However, we are still having to turn young people away because of lack of space. This year, we've had to turn down 30% of referrals because of a lack of volunteers. The service relies on the goodwill of local people to help meet the needs of these vulnerable young people in our community. I know that the thought of taking in a young homeless person may be a bit intimidating and quite unknown, but all the young people we accommodate are fully risk assessed. Every day we do referrals and meet the young people directly and speak to professionals working with them to ensure that they're suitable. Because of the unique nature of being in volunteers' homes, we know that's not suitable for everyone, and we do have to signpost young people to different agencies if they are in need of more support than a volunteer home. We only make placements if we feel really confident that they are suitable. The help you give is not only providing a safe place to sleep, but it's also an act of kindness that the young people using the service may not have felt for a long time. Just last week, we received this feedback from a 16-year-old boy staying with a couple in West London. I just wanted to say what a wonderful project. I really generally feel ready to face the world again. We think the family style of accommodation is best match for these young people that are often just immediately leaving a family home, and rather than being ready to live independently and pay rent and everything like that, that a family home is the best place to start off until they are secured into a more supported place. We provide volunteers with training, 24 hours support and expenses to cover their costs. After applying to the scheme by filling in an application form, we will come to your home and meet you and check the room. You'll then be invited to a day's training that David was discussing, where we will give you the practical skills to feel confident to host. We will give you the chance to meet current hosts and ask any questions you may have about the scheme. I'm here today to ask you to get involved, to provide an immediate solution to stop young people sleeping rough or in dangerous situations. We want you to help tackle youth homelessness. We need more volunteer hosts, so if you have a spare room and a couple of evenings free a month, we'd love to hear from you. I'm going to be sitting at the back with lots of leaflets, and feel free to come and talk to me, ask any questions you're unsure about. And I'll be happy to meet you all. Thank you for your time and inviting me here to talk. Thank you.